This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K to 12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
Both parties in Congress are now working together to pressure the Trump administration to stop covering up information about the billionaire child rapist Jeffrey Epstein. The Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says that he's working on behalf of the survivors.
They were not only victims of unspeakable crimes, but were also betrayed by their own government, which failed to deliver justice and accountability. The House Oversight Committee is committed to providing transparency and accountability for these brave survivors and for the American people.
And a Democrat, Ko Khanna, and a Republican, Thomas Massey, held a press conference this morning with some of the survivors of Epstein's abuse, calling for a passage of the Epstein Files Transparency Act. And here is someone talking about the accountability that protects the vulnerability, the vulnerable, and a set of standards of justice. I mean, there needs to be accountability here. And that's what they're talking about. They're talking about protecting the vulnerable people involved and a set of standards that should be justice for all of us.
I want to help create a world where survivors of sexual abuse and abuse of power can come forward safely. And I ask Congress to join me in that effort, not only by passing this bill, but by ensuring that those who step forward have legal support to face their abusers and see justice done. If this Congress is serious about justice, then let this moment also affirm your commitment to provide victims with the legal aid they need to confront abusers, to navigate complex systems, and to reclaim their power. It requires the Department of Justice release all the records related to Epstein and Maxwell investigations, flight logs, immunity deals, internal communications, and even the records surrounding Epstein's detention and death. And crucially, it forbids withholding documents simply because of embarrassment, reputational harm, or political sensitivity.
And why is there video missing from the jailhouse where Jeffrey Epstein allegedly committed suicide? Why is that video missing? I don't think he committed suicide at all. I think he was killed. Or he was aided in committing suicide. I don't know what happened, but I don't think he did it on his own. One of the people who survived it, one of the people who was one of those underage girls, Marina Lacerda, says the U.S. government will not escape accountability of past wrongs.
It's so hard to begin to heal knowing that there are people out there who know more about my abuse than I do. The worst part is that the government is still in possession right now of the documents. Our government could have saved so many women, but Jeffrey Epstein was too important and those women didn't matter. Why? Well, we matter now. We are here today and we are speaking and we are not going to stop speaking.
I'm so glad they're speaking out. And I think they're going to mention more names and they better be protected. Nothing better happened to any of these people. because there are rich, powerful men who do this. Rich, powerful men know they were there. They're old, hairy, disgusting bodies with these underage girls. How disgusting. How repulsive. Another girl who was underage at the time, Courtney Wilde, says, it is the bravery and determination of these women that cracked the case to open it up in the first place.
The only reason anyone ever found out that the government had already given Jeffrey Epstein immunity through the non-prosecution agreement was because our lawsuit forced the government to tell us. Otherwise, nobody would even know that today.
And remember, survivor Lisa Phillips said, quote, we know the names. I think more names are going to come out. Bill Clinton's name has come out. I think more names are going to come out. I don't know if Donald Trump's on that list, but he was a guy who was into sex. He was into being promiscuous. And at a time in his life, that was appropriate. He was a designated playboy. It was appropriate. It wasn't appropriate when he was married. And I think it takes a lot. It takes a lot for somebody to be in an intimate situation having sex with a porn star while his wife is pregnant with his child. That takes a certain type of human being who's capable of doing that. So I don't know what the other names are, but I think that the Biden administration, and I think now the Trump administration, if Donald Trump is not on the list, I think that they are doing what they can to protect some of the people on the list. And make no mistake about it, rich, powerful people are on this list. And man, those men who did this know that this news is coming out. And they have got to be you-know-whatting in their pants. Because many of them married at the time, many of them probably high-ranking executives, wealthy people, powerful people, who got away with it up to this point. And to me, this is the beginning of really cracking down on sex trafficking. Because it is these rich, powerful men who create the market for sex traffickers. And as I have said on this show for years, let's continue to go after the sex traffickers. But let's also go after the men who create the market, the men who have sex with these girls. And there are so many people who actually protect the men who have had sex with underage girls and do it on a regular basis. They protect them. There are people who protect them. So they want to go after the sex traffickers only. No, let's go after them, but let's go after the men who created the market for this. If there were not men who wanted to do this, this market would not happen. There would be no sex trafficking. But there is. And it is disgusting. I don't know if these files are ever going to be released, but I think more names are going to come out. And the names are coming from the survivors. Those girls who were on the plane. Those girls who were on the island, those planes who were in the bed with much, much older men taking advantage of underage girls for money. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, I know many of you think that I'm very open, and I am very open, and I am by far not a prude, and I tolerate a lot of things. But boy, there are just a few things that I cannot tolerate and will never tolerate. And one of those things is taking advantage of underage girls.
This fall, choose Primavera Online, and you'll be choosing a school with flexibility, personalized support, and an award-winning curriculum that's over 20 years strong. Now enrolling grades K-12 at ChoosePrimavera.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.